Hello, and welcome to the Lauder Institute podcast. My name is Edward, and today I'll be talking with Bernardo from the French Summer Immersion Program. Hi, Bernardo. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what led you to the Lauder Institute?
Well, I am Brazilian. I was born in Brazil and spent most of my life in Brazil. And while I was in Brazil and was having my I was studying, I decided to take courses in French and started becoming interested in the language and the French culture. And throughout my years at high school and also at college, I was able to study French, to go to French classes and understand a little bit more about their culture and their habits and their history. And furthermore, I've always traveled a lot to a lot of places in the world and was always very passionate about meeting other people, getting to know other cultures, and actually being able to interact with them in a very, very, very effective way. Therefore, when I heard about the Lauder program, I felt that it would provide me with the experiences that I mostly craved about my whole life, throughout my whole life. And I was going to be able to interact with people that had the same attitude and the same drive for getting to know other people and getting to know other cultures. So the cultural and linguistic characteristics of the Lauder program actually drove me into joining their program.
Did you go to college in Brazil?
Yes, I did. I did. I studied electrical engineering in Brazil and spent 7 years working at a retail bank in my country before deciding to come to Wharton.
Where did you go on the summer immersion trip?
Well, our summer immersion program was composed of two parts, one in France and the other in Senegal. We have spent a month and a half in France and 2 weeks in Senegal, basically learning French, visiting companies and trying to understand the way that these cultures did business, and finally getting immersed in their own culture. When we were in Senegal, for instance, we went to Dakar, which is a capital, and Saint-Louis, which is considered a very cultural place in the country. While when we were in France, we stayed in Paris and then moved to the south to discover a little bit more the differences between these two areas of France.
You would say that you got to experience the French culture and study the French culture a lot?
Absolutely, absolutely. We had classes in the Chamber of Commerce of Paris. We visited HEC, which is one of the best business schools in France. We went to corporate visits in Pernod Ricard, which is a famous distributor of alcoholic drinks and luxury products. Visited some consulting firms in Paris. We've been to L'Oréal, which is a famous cosmetic company, and Renault. And so we had a very good view of how the French did business and which are their main competences in the field. And we've also kind of get to know the culture of Senegal and how they did business, which are their main focus. We visited a call center facility in Senegal. We've been to the Peace Corps and tried to understand how the most developed countries are helping Senegal and some African countries to develop themselves and become emerging powers. And we've pretty much had a very good view of what are the main differences between France and Senegal, not only culturally, but also in terms of business. Of course, we also saw that there are differences in the way that they speak French, but we also realized that we could communicate easily with both of them and could also have wonderful experience in both countries.
So you're a second-year student at Lauder?
Yes, I am.
Yes. So would you say that the summer immersion trip really helped with your studies here at Penn?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, the country immersion was crucial for me to improve my French skills. Before going to the summer immersion, my French was already at a good level, but I really feel that when I had a very intense immersion within the country, I could actually develop these language skills to the most and become a very fluent, not only in terms of day-to-day French, but also in a more professional environment. And I think that the summer immersion all has provided me tools to actually act within both contexts, be it in a professional and also in a personal environment.
Okay. Well, thanks for telling us a little bit about yourself and about your experiences overseas. Best of luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity of talking to you and sharing some of my experiences in the Lauder program.
Great. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Lauder Podcast. For previous episodes, videos of Lauder classes, or to send us feedback, visit our website at lauderinstitute.org. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/lauderinstitute.